This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Time now to meet At The Stage Door, your weekly recap on all things theatre here in Taranaki. Thanks to the wonderful team at Being Seen Media. Let's meet now at The Stage Door. Good morning and welcome to The Stage Door with Be Seen Media, where we come to you every Monday morning. Well, happening this month, March, I'm getting really excited because not far away now, the Stratford Shakespeare Festival is kicking off. And the lovely Taran Utinga caught up with the Barden Party ahead of their performances that they are coming here and one show they're doing called Cocktails. Let's hear what Taran has to say as she speaks to the Barden Party.
Today's episode is part two of a wonderful interview with the Barden Party. For those of you who may have missed last week's episode, we're talking to the Barden Party about two shows they are bringing to the Stratford Shakespeare Festival this March. And those shows are Heracles, a fully original musical they have written, and an evening's entertainment called Cocktails, which features William Shakespeare and Edgar Allan Poe. We're about to find out who the third character in Cocktails will be for the performance in Taranaki. We're also going to hear about the time the Barden Party spent at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. So saddle up, folks, and get ready for this interview with the Barden Party. We're speaking with the lovely Laura and Caleb, who star in both Heracles, the musical, and Cocktails, which they're talking about right now.
The idea is basically everyone at this party is one of the great minds from history, and everyone is dead. And so, you know, I get to play Agatha Christie. Which is very, very silly for me, because I just spend the whole night trying to solve murders that haven't happened. Yes, so it's very fun, it's very silly, and yeah, you'll get to hear Ollie sing Shania Twain as Edgar Allan Poe. So it's, wow. And the audience, yeah. They do get to choose whoever they want when they come in. We have name tags already made up, but they don't have to interact. So it is one of those shows where the name tags really, like, you know, there's you know, there's Marilyn Monroe, there's Walt Disney, there's you know, there's J.R.R. Tolkien, and people can just grab a person that they like or that they want to know more about. And then when they're in having their cocktails, because also we...
Oh, yeah, I missed the a big portion of the show. I started talking about
portion of the show is that is that Ollie and Caleb make cocktails for everyone as their characters. And
So we had cocktails designed for us for these specific characters. So we have a character that is based around Edgar Allan Poe and one that is based around William Shakespeare. And then we also have a mocktail for anyone who doesn't drink alcohol as well. So it's... Yeah, that's a big portion of it as well, which I completely forgot to mention. But hence the name Cocktails. It's kind of crucial to it.
Oh, yeah. Exciting. That one sounds like a lot of fun.
It is definitely a lot of chaos, Taran. But I do have to say the most impressive part of the show, and I don't want to ruin anything. I don't want to do any spoilers. But Caleb has a section of the show where the audience really gets to test the knowledge of William Shakespeare.
Ooh.
And when I say that, I mean they get to test Caleb's knowledge of Shakespeare.
Oh, I am there.
Yes.
That's going to be magnificent. That's a lot of mahi for both of you and for the whole Barden Party. In both shows, you're playing meaty roles with a lot of stuff going on.
Yes.
The great thing about cocktails is that we designed cocktails 3 years ago. And so yeah. Cocktails is a show that we've picked up and dropped, and we can pull it out when people request it, which often happens while we're on tour, where we'll be in a place and or we're heading to a place and they'll go, oh, can you do you have something small that you can do that's just an hour? And we can go, yeah, we do cocktails. Yeah, so it just happens that last year it was the World Shakespeare Festival, wasn't it, Caleb? And we went to Stratford, and this was before the Stratford Shakespeare Festival, when they had all the people from all over the world, all the Stratfords from around the world come. They invited us to come and do cocktails for those people. And that's where the Stratford Shakespeare organizers saw cocktails and they went, oh, we want that again.
Yeah, we want that.
Yeah, but that was before Agatha Christie joined the party.
Also, even nearing for a surprise.
It's going to be fresh for them as well. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, you were speaking before about how you sometimes bring this show out on tour. You have been on tour recently, and you've been in Edinburgh. I mean, come on, that's like the dream. Tell me more. Tell me all of it.
Well, we went to Edinburgh. I mean,
we went to the Edinburgh Fringe. For anyone who is listening who doesn't know, the Edinburgh Fringe is the largest arts festival in the world. It spans over the course of August. August. There are over 4,000 shows that happen over the course of this month. And we went for the first time. It was our first time ever going, and it was incredibly exciting, incredibly overwhelming, but just in the best way.
So last year we took Macbeth, which we also presented at the Stratford Shakespeare Festival. By that point, by the time we went to Edinburgh, we had done 90 shows of our bluegrass version of Macbeth. And we took Macbeth to the Edinburgh Fringe, which is in Scotland. So we took the Scottish play to Scotland with a Kiwi American woman playing Macbeth. So not your normal and bluegrass as well. So not your normal version of Macbeth. And I was terrified of what the Scots might think of our version of the show. But it was absolutely the best, I think the best career experience I've ever had. It was us going to the Edinburgh Fringe. We're a tiny company from New Zealand. We went with very little backing. We thought, let's just give it a go for once in our lives. This is such a big leap, a big risk, because it's incredibly expensive to for us to go there. Obviously flights are expensive, but to perform at the Fringe, to hire a venue, to get PR, to have accommodation, I mean, accommodation in itself for over there in the Fringe, for seven people, which is how many is in the Macbeth cast, was upwards of like $25,000. So it's a very, very expensive endeavor, and you absolutely can fail. You absolutely could show up to the Fringe and over the month have no one come and see your show, because there are 4,000 shows that you are competing with on a day-to-day basis. And so we went and we said, we're just going to try. And we had a sponsor here in New Zealand who has had a garden party in the backyard every year since the first year. And they said, we want to help you, this beautiful family that lives around Nelson Tasman. And they said, we want to help you go to Edinburgh. And so they paid for our flights and our accommodation, and we paid for our venues and our PR. And we said, we're going to give it a go. And so we went, and we ended up, by the end of the run, we were selling out our shows. We ended up walking away from Edinburgh with 6 5-star reviews from UK outlets. And we were named top 10 shows of the Fringe by the Rex review site. And so we were completely blown away, like completely shocked by the reception And so I think it was our third show at the Fringe. We had these two gentlemen come to the show. They loved it. They chatted to a couple of us afterwards. And then the next day, they showed up again. And they had had tickets to a sold-out show that they gave up in order to come back to our show. And after the show, we were kind of chatting with them, and they got in contact with us and said, we are two best mates. We come to the Fringe every year for 1 week. We leave our wives at home, and we come to the Fringe for 1 week, and we see as many shows as possible. And we have decided over the past couple of years that we wanted to look for a company or a show to bring back to the Fringe. Something that we loved that we wanted to bring back to the Fringe, and we've decided that you are it. And so they have paid for, because obviously last year we had a venue that was lovely, but it was tiny and it was very hot, and it was, we could fit 70 people in it, and it wasn't super expensive, and we were at kind of a weird time of day. We were at 10:40 in the morning. Is when
Which for Macbeth is a wild time to see Macbeth.
A wild time to see Macbeth, yes, with your coffee. And they have upgraded our venues, and they have paid for our venues and upgraded our PR for us to bring two shows. So we are bringing both Heracles, and we are returning with Macbeth.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So they're from the UK. They are wonderful, wonderful human beings. And our responsibility is to find funding or sponsorship to help us get our flights and accommodation.
I got tears in my eyes when you were telling that story because it is like a movie. It's a movie story to have that happen.
And we went, and honestly, Taryn, I went and I've been so exhausted. We've worked so hard. And we make such little money that I kind of went, look, this might be the last hurrah. This might be, you know, like, I don't know stress-wise if, you know, I can take much more of not knowing, you know, the level of success or what you view as success. You have to have... You have to be able to really look from the outside and go, look at all the things we've accomplished, look at how much joy we've brought to people. But at the end of the day, sometimes you feel in New Zealand, in a theater company or in the theater world, that you're in an echo chamber. And you don't know if you're reaching anyone. And you don't know if what you do is valued. And sometimes it's easier to step outside if you get the opportunity to step outside and go, where does our work sit in the international circuit? What is the quality of work that we're creating? Because we honestly, we don't know. And so to have that experience, and for someone from the outside that didn't know us, they don't know us as people, they don't know our history, and for them to go, actually, the work you're creating is world-class level, and we want to see you succeed on an international stage, and we will support you in doing that, is like the most incredible leap of faith, and gives you, or has given us, more of a will to want to succeed and push to even higher heights with our work. Yeah, and for us to go, okay, Edinburgh's... we're going to go again this year.
And it's a big part of why Heracles was brought forth to be created in the way that it has been, because we were, as Laura mentioned earlier, planning on taking much longer to create the show. But these two wonderful gentlemen really pushed us and said, you know, if they wanted something completely original from us, because that is the kind of thing that can really get picked up and swept away in the international market. They think that our style of show is so unique, which, if anyone's seen our shows, I'm inclined to agree, and is really special, and people really like it. And if we had something that was our own music and our own story, they really believe that it could take the world by storm. And when hearing something like that, it's invigorating. Like it completely reignites your like excitement and your passion when you're feeling oh, things are hard, and then you go to the biggest arts festival in the world and they say, hey, if you write an original show, we could possibly work and what we're working for and our big goal that we've now set for ourselves, which wasn't even in our sights when, you know, when the company was created or anything, but our big goal with this show is, because now we have a pathway, is trying to get the show onto the West End, which is, you know, who knows, but where the fact that the things have happened in the way that they have, the fact that even looking ahead and seeing that it could be a possibility is incredible. And yeah, like with this, the story is so special, but we're bringing Macbeth back because that was the one that excited them. And that was a big part of it. And also at the time that they invited us back, we didn't have the show. We didn't have Heracles. We had some of the music that we were still writing. But they were like, we have to have you back. We have to come and do this. And so we're doing both, which is going to be a lot because we'll be doing both in a day. So particularly for myself, Ollie, Laura and Bella, we will be doing two shows every day for the last 2 weeks of the Fringe, which is a lot, but we're going there with a purpose of showcasing our work and getting people excited. And yeah, we can go knowing that what we brought last time was really loved. So now we can go and go, okay, great, let's bring some exciting work and let's really push at it this time, which is why now the venue that these guys have put us up in is a significant upgrade. Like we went from a 70 seat venue to now 190 wow. seats. The space that we're in, the performance space for Macbeth, is there's kind of these conglomerates that put on shows. It's like a big group and that have like 300 or so, or not 300, but like 100 or so venues each. The one of the ones that we're in is one of the big three, and we're in their biggest venue. Like that's how much these wow. guys believe in us and what we do. And so it's hard not to feel pretty good and really yeah. proud of the work that we do when these other people who have never met us, who just came to see our show, believe in us that much. So that it's really exciting and very, very special.
That is incredible. I'm so excited for you guys. And I couldn't think of a more deserving theatre company from Aotearoa than you guys to have this wonderful opportunity. I can't wait to hear the next chapter and how it goes when you're over there.
That's you right. never know what can happen.
That's right. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me and for sharing those stories and making me tear up. I'm really proud of both of you and the whole Barden Party, and I can't wait to see you back in Taranaki for the Stratford Shakespeare Festival. I will be at both of your shows, and no doubt lots of others will as well. We're very fortunate to have art of this calibre come to our region. So thank you for always keeping us on your list, even though we were out on the side of Aotearoa. We value you guys, and we can't wait to see you at the festival.
Oh, thank we you. Can't wait to see you either. Counting the days.
Can I say one last thing?
Yes, of course.
For Heracles, if you're coming to the show, please come and see the show. If you're really that excited about it, we actually have released an album of the music on all of the streaming services, so you can listen to Heracles. However, I would suggest watching the show first and then listening to it first, but I wanted to give people that option, or at least, you know, listen to the opening number and dip your toe in and get excited about it. I think, but
it's going to be so hard for me to not listen to that on my 40-minute drive home in an hour. So much temptation. You might have a whole crowd of people singing along.
Hey, I mean, that would be cool too. Listen, if you listen to this, you'll still get a lot of surprises. And experiencing it live is always very different.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you for that little tidbit. I will let you know tomorrow what I think.
Amazing.
Thanks so much, guys, and we'll see you at the festival.
Thank you so much. We're so excited.
So, folks, get along to the wonderful Barden Party as part of the Stratford Shakespeare Festival. You can find them in Taranaki on Thursday the 19th of March with their show Heracles, and Friday the 20th of March with their show Cocktails. Tickets are available from the Stratford Shakespeare Facebook page or the Stratford Shakespeare Festival website. We'll see you there, folks. It's going to be a rollicking good time. Take care, friends, and mā te wā, whānau.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.